Oh, warm, chair, food, booze. Okay, I feel better. No. If I sit down for a bit in the warm, it'll be fine, and then I'll get up and I'll wiggle it around a bit and see how I'm doing. But for now, I think I'll be okay. Yeah, he kicked me pretty hard, but I think... Well, I guess I'm used to it at this point. No, it's not a dig at you. I'm just... I've learned how to manage the knee by this point, okay? I've learned what I need to do to look after it. I'm just a bit surprised it keeps acting up like this. Yeah, I know. I know it's the cold, but, I don't know. Maybe I need to go back to my physio or something. Anyway. Thank you. No, I know I said thank you before, but I need you. I need you to understand. Thank you. You read past my bullshit bravado and came out to find me for no reason other than you cared. I mean, you didn't know what was happening. You came out anyway, and that means a lot. Yeah, well, soppy Zita. No, I don't mean to be soppy, so, this is nice. I know, it's just a simple place, but the pizza looks good. In fact, the whole menu looks amazing. What are you going to have? No, you had that last time. No, not here. We haven't been here before. I mean, at the other place. You always have the same meal. Yes, predictable. Okay, no, well, I'm going to have something else. I'm going to have... No, I'm definitely going to have pizza, but no. No, I know I often have pizza, okay, but this is a different one. This one's actually got vegetables on it. Yes, I know, all right? Who are you and what have you done with Zita? No, it's got onions on and, I don't know, I'm feeling like I fancy some onion today, so I'm going to have that. Although the reality is I may pick them off if I don't fancy it. Oh, dear. Anyway, tell me about tell me about your date. Yes, you just like before, you have that crazy smile on your face. I know something good happened. So so tell me. I want to know. Oh, okay. So what, the hotel was quite far from the venue? Well, no, I can laugh because it wasn't me. So how far was it to get to the venue from the hotel? Oh, dang. That's a lot of cabs. Okay. Oh, dear. Well, clearly that wasn't a problem for you and your date. Saying what, like what? I'm not saying it anyway. I'm just saying your date. I mean, I know her name. I know her name, but, okay, fine. You prefer me to use her name? I will use her name. I'm just curious, you know? I mean, you've clearly had a really nice time. You've come home with this beaming smile on your face, and I know you sold some stuff. I know you bought some stuff too, by the way. Because you can't go to these events and not buy something. I know you. So what did you get? Oh, that'll be nice in your front room. So is it like a tall vase? Ooh. I'll have to get you some flowers to put in it. Oh, you have some? She bought you some. Okay. No, that's fine. You know, when those ones have served their lifespan, I'll get you some more. Yeah, it's nice having flowers in your house. I mean, I do, you know? Yeah. Except I'll probably get you some lilies. I know you like those. No, I like them too, but you can't have lilies in the house if you've got cats. They're not good for cats. Same as lavender, so. Okay, so you went to all of the morning, sessions, and then you all went for lunch. Did you all go as a group, or just the two of you together? Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Wait, what? So, no, wait. Stop. So you went for lunch, but then you didn't go back to the event? I don't understand. Oh. Okay. Wow. So you did that then, huh? And you just spent the rest of the afternoon in the hotel room. Cool. And I take it you weren't there for the for the Netflix and the and the Fire TV. Wow, okay. Dang. Maybe I don't need to know all of the details of her bedroom skills. I'm fine. I said I'm fine. No. Sorry. Sorry. I know I'm being weird. It's nothing, okay? It's a me problem, okay? It's a me problem, not a you problem. You don't need to worry about it. Why don't you tell me, tell me about the next day. I mean, did you go back to the event, or did you spend the rest of the time in bed with her, you know, just rolling around with no clothes on and... I'm okay. Okay. Cards on the table, okay? Back on the day of the competition. Yes, in the locker room. When we spoke. You told me that the reason you had acted the way you had for all that time was because you were trying to get close to me. Okay, you were trying to get me to notice you. Do you remember? Yeah. And then after that, after I was very confused and unsure of what that meant or even how I felt, we had coffee and you said we could be friends. You said we could start over and we could be friends. And I said that was a great idea, and I was happy to be your friend, and we are friends. And just don't interrupt me, okay? This is hard enough as it is. So we're friends. But somewhere in the middle of that, somewhere between that coffee shop trip and now, it's changed. I mean, don't you feel that? This isn't just me, right? You must be able to see this as well. It's changed. Whatever's going on between us, it's changed. It's different. It's stronger. You don't see that. Look, fuck it. Okay. I want you, okay? I look at you and I've grown to know you over these past few months, and you are a wonderful person. Despite the weird, weird history we have, you're the best friend I have. You're the most important person in my life right now. Yes. I don't have friends like you do. I don't go out and meet people. But you've been there for me in a way that nobody else has, and you care for me, and the way I feel when I'm with you, I never felt that with anybody before. Not even with my ex. My ex, the apparent love of my life that she was. Even she never managed to make me feel the way you do. Not even half as good as you make me feel. You made me feel strong and capable and worth something. Stop. I'm okay, I think I'm in love with you, okay? There, I said it. Oh my god, I said it. Oh my god. Okay. Those are the words. I think I'm in love with you. And I've got this far. Trying to deny it, trying to keep it to myself, trying to not let it get in the way of our friendship, which I value so much. It's the most important thing in the world to me, but I can't sit here and listen to you talk about this other woman. I can't sit here and hear about her touching you and you touching her and you spending a night together with me. I'm okay, damn it. I'm fine. You rescued my bag and my phone from that mugger idiot, and I No, I'm not changing the subject, I promise. I just I never explained why it was so important to get my bag back, all right? No, obviously I had stuff in there, like, you know, door keys, purse. We talked about all of that, but I didn't talk about the other thing in my bag, okay? I didn't mention it because I... Let me just get it. Okay, and... Here we go. I didn't mention it because I wanted it to be a surprise. I thought it would be a nice way to surprise you because, you didn't tell me, but I know your birthday's coming up. Yes, I know things. And I might have asked Paul. Yeah, well, he started it, okay? If he can give you my address and phone number, he can tell me your birthday. Anyway, I bought this for you, and I want you to have it. Now, I don't want you to get to... Okay, you're opening it now. I'm fine. No, by all means, you can open it now. I don't want you to get too excited, okay? I mean, they were at the cheap end of the scale, I suppose, and I don't really understand how these tools work, but I went onto this website and I spoke to a guy who was very knowledgeable about wood turning, and he seemed to think that this set of chisels was a good set to have for general wood turning purposes, and I just thought, I don't know what tools you have, I just thought it would be nice for you to have a complete set of whatever chisels and texturing stuff you might need so you could keep on making all of the cost.
No, you've got my head, I can't let go. Let go.
Oh my god. Squeezing my head. Most people don't hug heads. When they arrived, I sent them off to another place so they could put your name on the handles and stuff. Like I said, I don't know anything about wood turning exactly, but I just thought a set of tools just for you that were identified as yours, you know, putting your name on them and stuff, I just thought that would be a nice... You're welcome. You're welcome. So, all of that before I've even ordered the pizza, right? But I'm really glad you like them, and I'm sorry to spring this on you, but happy early birthday, I guess. What? Sorry, I just thought that, and when you, I'm sorry. It felt right. It felt like the moment. I thought a kiss. I'm sorry. I've completely misread this, haven't I? I'm so sorry. I thought that, I mean, when you said that you don't want me, but I thought you said that but we're better friends now. I understand you better. Surely that means that now we can do what it was you wanted right at the start. We could be together now. We... Okay. Okay. So you're gonna keep seeing her, and I... Yes, I mean, yeah, of course, I... Of course we can be friends. I wouldn't give that up for anything. Oh, please understand that. I wouldn't want to do anything to get in the way of our friendship. I just... I need to go. I need to go. I need to go right now. Please, please don't try to stop me. Please don't. Please. I'm going to go and get a cab. I'm going to go. I'm really sorry, okay? I'm sorry. The kiss was out of line and all of this is out of line and I'm sorry to put you on the spot and I'm sorry to stick a fork in our friendship like this. I'm so sorry. I'm going to go, okay? I'll speak to you. I'll speak to you later, okay? Ah! I'm fine! I'm fine, just... Sorry. Can you ask your manager to order a recap, please? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go wait outside. Fuck. What have I done?